DC Podcast. Hello, welcome to PCP. It's PCP 650. Who'd have thought I'd make it this far, eh? Well, I hope you enjoyed PCP 649 last week with the video cast with myself, Grumbler, and Clitheroe. And it was rather good. I thought I enjoyed making it and I enjoyed editing it. And I've got a couple of nice comments, so I hope you enjoyed listening to it as well. So that was the sort of reminiscences of festivals past, I had a good time, and I'm rather looking forward to 2021 when the festival comes back. But prior to festival 2020 being cancelled, they did make the app available. Now, this is the thing where we can have a listen to some of the bands and see who's playing and try and sort of plan your weekend, as it were. And I had sort of started doing this, so I decided I would continue doing this, and I've now got 14 tracks together of an imaginary festival, if I managed to go to all the bands that I'd sort of selected, which is highly unlikely, because more than often we get stuck in the pub, and more than often we can't get into bands we want to go and see, and we go and see bands we didn't expect to see, and who turned out to be rather marvellous, and of course that won't happen in this particular instance. But I've got 14 tracks, slightly more than usual, 14 tracks of wonderful music from a lot of it from England, but a lot of it from all over the world as well. So let's get started. This is the Goa Express. They are based out of Burnley in England. You can find them at soundcloud.com/TheGoaExpress. And this is a track just simply called The Day. Express. You can find them at soundcloud.com/TheGoaExpress, based in Burnley in England. Any more than that, I really don't know, but that was rather good. Good start to the show. Very typical of the sort of bands we like to see. Give us a bit of enthusiasm to see the rest of the day. Now, here's a band I'm sure Mr. Clitheroe would like to see, but I'm not sure Mr. Grumbler would like to see, because he's not that fond of hip-hop. I have seen him to a couple of hip hop gigs before, and he's usually wandered off to have a beer or a cigarette or something else. But anyway, this is a band based in Palestine. They're called Dam, D-A-M. You can find them at damofficialband.com. And this is a track called, and I know Francis really badly, Emta Nyaz... Nyawzak Yama. Emtha Nyawzak Yama. I think that's how you pronounce it. And quite frankly, I don't care. Wala Lero! Wala Bitcoin! Sultanate! Wesh Bitcoin! Emtha Nyawzak Yama! DAM, DAM official band.com, based out of Palestine, and playing a stage in Brighton. I wonder where they would have played I don't know, really. It's sort of one of those things where I played a game with myself, trying to think and work out where some of these bands would have played. I suspect they would have been off the beaten track. I'm not quite sure they would have played the usual festival haunts that we've gone to. So they probably would have been somewhere in Hove, which is the sort of western part of Brighton, in some sort of more arty establishment. I'm guessing. I've got no idea. It's just purely guesswork. But anyway, that was rather good. Let's move on. This is a band from Nottingham in England. They're called Do Nothing, and you can find them at the band Do Nothing .bandcamp.com. And this is a track rather called Gangs.
Play nice on the steps. Don't go falling. Any game.
that was Do Nothing. You can find them at, where is it again? The band Do Nothing.bandcamp.com. From Nottingham in England, that was a track called Gangs, and I imagine that would be rather good. Well, a clever video on that as well, and I thought it was rather enjoyable, so I thought I'd play that. Right, let's pick another band. This is another sort of artist that I think would probably be playing a slightly more arty event. They're called the Neue Grafik Ensemble, but they're not German. They're featuring Brother Portrait on vocals, I suspect. They're from London, England, and this is a track, which I love the title of, called Hedgehog's Dilemma. Hedgehog's Dilemma, featuring Brother Portrait by the Neue Grafik Ensemble. That's you can find them at Neue Grafik, that's N-E-U-E, that's the Neue bit, and then Grafik is G-R-A-F-I-K .bandcamp.com. But based out of London, would you believe? Rather interesting. The next track is going to be different again. This is a band called Girls in Synthesis. They're based out of London as well. And the track is called We Might Not Make Tomorrow. That was We Might Not Make Tomorrow by Girls in Synthesis. You can find them at girlsinsynthesis.bandcamp.com, based out of London. And I've enjoyed that. Now, we're going to move on. As I say, I'm sort of delving all over the place here. I very much doubt I would have seen some of these bands live, but there you go. It's my imaginary festival, and I'll choose what I want. This is a band based out of Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They wear very weird masks in the videos, but that's interesting. That doesn't really matter. We can have a listen to this. This is Toko Liana by Kokoko. Thank you.
la kacha zamba banyama bakuliela walai tukuliela 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 awa la kacha zamba banyama bakuliela walai tukuliela.
Kokoko, and you can find them at kokokomusic.bandcamp.com. That's K-O-K-O. Kokoko. Yes, three K's. Three O's and some music. .bandcamp.com. From Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, I imagine they will put on a very interesting show indeed. As would this guy. This is the Cool Greenhouse. I believe he's just a bloke on his own. And you can find him at thecoolgreenhouse.bandcamp.com. And this is a track simply called Landlords.
Well, that guy is your new landlord. His dog is bull, his car is sports. And don't you know that your labour paid for his new personalised number plates? They would kill all scroungers if you squint your eyes. The S is a 5, the G is a 9. He says, don't you know you should feel lucky to be alive? Don't you know you should feel lucky to be alive? But who cares that the room that you're renting is a total dive? Or just look outside. You know, the streets are even more deprived. So be thankful for your hard-earned bed. Oh, it's no matter that I've got 10. And they're 4 plus day. 200 quid to get on the contract. Well, imagine that. Well, you couldn't make this stuff up. And then a few months later, when you discover some dry rot, he says, refer it to the council. He says, I'm sorry, but my hands are completely tied. You want to refer it to the council. Welcome to Generation Rent. Erosion of our collective expectations at the hands of crooked landlords who are complete morons. When the walls are cracked, the room is small, there's a strange smell of fish in the corridor. And when you decide that it's time for bed, will the train still rattle past your head? And when the room fills up with mice, we would think that he could at least be nice, but instead he calls you a filthy swine. And after avoiding a call for the 50th time, he says, I'm sorry, but my hands are completely tied. You got to refer it to the council. So you refer it to the council, and they keep you on hold for 3 days. The whole music is Eric Satie's Gymnopédies. It almost drives you completely insane. But eventually a chimpanzee picks up the phone. I mean a real chimpanzee. You know, I'm no snob. He says, why don't you get a real bloody job? Huh? Well, just take a look at me. You know, I used to sit around at London Zoo. Now I got a pretty good job answering phones for the council. I'm saving up for a nice semi-detached in Hounslow. He said, I'm sorry, but my hands are completely tied. Got to refer it to your landlord.
The Cool Greenhouse is based out of somewhere in England, not quite sure where. That track was called Landlords. You can find him at thecoolgreenhouse.bandcamp.com. What the good. Now, here's a band based out of Dublin in Ireland, and I would guess they would probably would have played the Prince Albert, which is the pub up by the station that has all the painting on the side, all the very interesting street art of various people that have entertained us with their music or their just their goodness, really. Pictures of John Peel, various artists, all the dead artists, Jim Morrison, David Bowie, the whole lot, all painted on there in very garish format, and it's rather good. And upstairs there, they have the Irish connection, and they have played there for many years as part of the Great Escape. So I suspect this is where we would have seen this band. They're called the Silverbacks, and this is a track simply called Dunkirk. Dunkirk by the Silverbacks. You can find them at silverbacks.bandcamp.com. Actually, it's just called Silverbacks, not the Silverbacks. Based out of Dublin, Ireland, and that would have been rather marvellous, I suspect, to see them performing at the Prince Albert in Brighton. Now, the next artist is based out of London, but he's called Sarathi Kowa, and this track features Zia Ahmed Aditya Prakash, and the track is interestingly called Boro.
I'm running like thoughts, running from thoughts, rattling from the constant battling. Broken pieces, floating tokens, token gestures, token jester. Open sesame, Alibaba, 40 thieves, 40 grievances. Nothing to pledge allegiance with. Trapped in a box, ballerina chopped off. Place a Bangra man. Dance, monkey, dance to the music of the snake charmer. I am Karma. I am Kama Sutra. I am Mito Honey Honey Hoyin Mutteya Mundiya Tabachkira Hee. Gap year, you said you were lost. I hope you found yourself. I'm Slumdog Millionaire, downward dog, eight-headed god. I am Shiva, Al Qaeda. I am auditioning for the role of Terrorist One. Yeah, I can do that in an Arabic accent. I'm Ganges, I am Gandhi. I am Jinnah, I am Five Pillars, I am Sinner, I am Cinnamon, I am Cardamom, I am not invited to the Houses of Parliament. I'm Sharif, don't like it, rock the Kasbah, stop the fatwa. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. I am England, I am England shirt made in Bangladesh, I am Brick Lane. I'm Curry House of the year 2005. I'm Rogan Josh. I'm so damn lost. I'm so damn lost.
Right, that was called Bol, and it featured Zia Ahmed Aditya Prakash, and it was by Sarathi Kowar. And you can find Sarathi Kowar at Sarathi, that's S-A-R-A-T-H-Y, Kowar, K-O-R-W-A-R, .bandcamp.com, based out of London. All for the London stuff in this, it's the way it came, honestly, it's the way it came. I would have honestly expected there'd be quite a few Canadians in there, but or Australians, but we didn't. I didn't select them in my selection. I just selected up purely on music alone, and that's what came up. So the next band is from London. What a surprise. They're called Dream Nails, and you can find them at dreamnails.bandcamp.com. And this is a track called Corporate Realness.
You are not your job. Black is not your life. You are not what you must do.
So that was Corporate Realness by Dream Nails, and they can be found at dreamnails.bandcamp.com, once again based out of London. Now, the next track is by a band based out of the UK as well. They're called Strange Bones, even though the track is rather strangely titled Napalm Uppararas. Napalm Uppararas by Strange Bones, and you can find them at soundcloud.com/strangebones, based out of somewhere in the UK. It doesn't say where, and I can't find any more than that, but rather interesting. Now we've got an artist based out of New York in the US, from New York City. They're called Public Practice, and you can find them at publicpractice.bandcamp.com. The track is simply called Disposable.
There.
You can find them at publicpractice.bandcamp.com, based in New York, in the US of A. Rather interesting. Now, here's a band called Zulu Zulu, and you might think, are they African? No, they're not. They're from Barcelona in Catalonia, in Spain, and this is a track called Bamboo Position. that was Zulu Zulu. You can find them at soundcloud.com/ZuluZuluOfficial. The track was called Bamboo Position, and they are from Barcelona and Catalonia in Spain. I've enjoyed that, I think, for seeing that live. Right, which brings me to my last track time. I hope you have enjoyed the music that I've played in my imaginary festival. I suspect some of these bands I would never have seen, but that's just the way it goes. It gives me a chance to sort of experiment with different musical styles. But we have one band left. They are from my old hometown, Newcastle-upon-Tyne. You can find them at soundcloud.com/ThePaleWhite, which is the name of the band, The Pale White, and the track is called Medicine. I hope this has been some good medicine for you. It's certainly been some good medicine for me. And I will be back next week with, the usual stuff. Whatever that is. See you soon, folks.
There's no taste, there's no taste.